What skills do you need? And this isn't necessarily my list, but I thought I'd share it for feedback and get some insight on across the board, you know, what are people looking at in the supply chain, and what are they solving for? What are the skills? So advanced degrees. From an Intermountain perspective, all of my sourcing managers have to have MBAs or something equivalent. There's a number of reasons for that. One is the skill, and also so that we can justify the ability to pay them a decent wage in that space. So they all have, you know, there's 30 of them, I think, that have advanced degrees. Process focus, you know, the ability to really be operationally excellent and connect the dots. And if you think any of these are crazy, feel free. I just wanted to make sure, or wanted to share them with you. You know, communication. I think communication's a bigger, you know, for me, one of the things that I really want out of my team is executive presence, the ability to connect, to build credibility, to develop the soft skills, and to show those soft skills, because you're working with such a diverse group of individuals. So both from a communication perspective and from a ability to connect, that's important. Project management, we've had a lot of people kind of come over from project management areas. Sourcing, at least, is process-driven. We've got a good process. That's been an area that is focused on. Sourcing and contract management, just common sense. That's always good to have, I guess. And maybe the implication is the peers don't think that people in the supply chain have common sense. I don't know. Is that a lot of heads nodding? Just kidding. Big picture view, that's something that I think is critical from my perspective, is no longer is it okay for a supply chain leader to show up and just know about the landed cost or the way the product moves. Really have to know how the business works and what are the implications of what we're doing and why are we doing it. So as you think about those that you're either interfacing with or will interface with, really individuals that have a better understanding, a much better understanding of the mechanics of the business. That, for me, helps understand the trade-offs, helps my team then sit with the business and say, why are we doing this? Why are we not doing this? And then that's fine if you decide to do this from business because the supply chain doesn't make decisions at Intermountain, then here are the impacts of that. And this is where the pros and the cons are. So somebody that's much more educated about the business and as a whole, even industry trends from healthcare, not just supply chain, I think is important. And then, of course, talent development. One of the things that was interesting is one of the groups talked about wanting to create an organization that's a net exporter, and maybe this is common for your organization, a net exporter of talent. So I think it's there's some good reasons to that, right? So one is you're seen as an organization that, you know, as a leader, hey, I can build people and I'm gonna go, you know, help the company. The other thing is you embed supply chain professionals in other organizations that really help drive kind of the mission of doing the right thing, of applying that best practice into other organizations. There's areas where we've done that, and you have an immediate proponent of the value the supply chain brings.